Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for Car Talk and a 5-Minute Friday. I'm driving, but I thought there was no better time to do a 5-Minute Friday than now, because I'm often driving. I love that meditative time. Here in LA, it's always an hour anywhere you go on these godforsaken freeways, and I've learned to not internalize that stress. I use this time for listening to a podcast, for thinking about my schedule. I used to listen to a lot of music in the car, but nowadays I actually value the quiet time when there's no noise and I can hear myself think. And I think like there's a hidden part of my brain that's actually driving because it's on autopilot and I've gotten good and careful about it. I do voice dictate a lot, but I do my best to never text while I'm driving. So, what should we talk about? What should we talk about? It's the end of the year. I want to talk about my things I'm proud of that I accomplished this year and things I want to work on to be a better person for next year. I'm all about self-improvement. I think a lot of who we are and what we do in this modern society is influenced so much by materialistic things and the need to have, to desire, to want, to buy stuff. And I try so hard to impose upon myself to have more of a philosophical take on life, to have more values, character, and substance. I really teach my kids that. When you're young and you're in your 20s, you want to buy everything and fit in and be like everyone and have all the expensive toys that people have. And when you get to be a little bit older, just a little bit, you start to realize that things don't make you that happy anymore. When you have the resources where you can buy things, you understand that things don't actually matter that much. So, you know, it used to be I'd kill for a pair of Chanel shoes or a Chanel purse, a beautiful Chanel jacket. Now, when I walk into the store, I love the quality of the goods, the artistry, the fashion is fun. But the thought of spending that much money on a disposable item that, you know, it doesn't appeal to me. I'm a fashionable girl, but I'm also super practical. And the idea of, you know, that I could feed like 1,000 people with that cost of a purse, it just grates on my nerves. And I'd rather do experiential things. I'd rather do things like a trip. I'd rather do some self-improvement. I'd rather take a course. I'd rather sign up for art classes. I'd rather buy a pottery wheel. So many things I'd rather do. This year, in 2022, I have been proud of myself for a few things. Facing my fears of public speaking, number one. You wouldn't know this, but I don't love the sound of my voice. I never did growing up. I've learned to get over that. I've learned to not care how I look on camera by doing so much social media, posting on Instagram, posting on TikTok, not worrying what people think about me, that my hair's not perfect, that my makeup isn't great, that my dancing isn't so awesome. It's all okay. I've realized that people consume our content with a flick of a finger. They're on with the next, on and on and on to the next story, the next story, the next picture. It's not so important to please people or to live up to their standards. It's important to show up and to put myself out there. Every time I put myself out there, I define who I am. I reset my mood for the day. I accomplish my little goals of like teaching, broadcasting hope and enthusiasm and energy to the world. So proud of myself for that. This year I traveled to Brazil and I got on a very big stage and boy, was it intimidating. And it's a big deal to be invited to another country to be considered an expert in your field and stand in front of other experts who are equally so intelligent, so impressive, and then be able to speak my mind. So I felt good about doing a great job with my presentation and really mastering my craft and really knowing my science and understanding all about Sculptra and the products that I lectured about. That was an awesome experience. Really fascinating to lecture at such a large level with like 9,000 people in the virtual audience and 1,000 people in person. That was hugely intimidating, but now I know I can do those kind of things. That's just one more little feather in your cap of things I know I can handle now. And I am also proud of myself for being really strong and helping my family a lot this year. Everybody doesn't know, but I've had a very difficult year with my family, going through some health issues with one of my relatives, and it's just been a very challenging year. And seeing, understanding more about life and the importance of enjoying your life in the moment and not waiting till you're older, that's been a very important gift of knowledge and learning for me this year. Seeing my family go through this, I've carved out time. I've done everything I can to be a great daughter and a great resource. And it's so hard when nobody tells you this, when you're in the middle of life and you're young. You never think about what's to come in the future and how hard it is to help those around you when they need your help. And it's important to you to use your days of being healthy, young, and free, and not attached to anything, to really go and have a great time while you can, while you're 20. So I'm telling my kids that, and I know they're living their best lives. But that time when you are a 20-year-old, you finished your high school, you're on to college, you don't yet have attachments of children and a job and a mortgage, that is valuable and precious time, because soon children come and they take all of your life and all your energy and all your beauty and all your time, that's for sure. And then after that, you know, you have many other commitments with work, maintaining your finances, taking care of parents as they age, so many things. Having just a house, that's itself is its own maintenance project. Having a business where you can't walk away from the empire you create without constantly thinking about everything. So enjoy your 20s, enjoy your freedom. The other really important thing I've learned this year is about the value of time. Just like I said, I want to teach my kids to not be materialistic and not want things and items and luxury goods, but to really value time and freedom. What we work for is to have freedom, to be in charge of our own time. And to me right now, time is the most precious commodity. The time I have to do nothing and sit and think, meditate, and just experience the warm sun on my face, that is everything. And I want you guys also to really carve out and value your time. Carve out time where no one can bother you. Not a child, not a spouse, not a significant other. You need your quiet time to be creative, to be imaginative, to be bored, and to just sit there and have a period of rest. So I think it's critical. There are times when I will stay awake when the rest of the house is asleep, because I just need to hear my own thoughts and I need to have my quiet time. And I don't care if it costs me sleep. I'd rather stay up for an extra 2 or 3 hours just to hear the quiet of the house and to just feel a little grounded and remember who I am and who I was and who I want to be. So value your time above everything. Stop doing stupid things that don't bring you joy. Stop going to these silly meetings, dinners, things where you have to do a lot of small talk, and it's like you leave there drained and depleted. Just stop doing those things. Stop having to prove yourself to everybody. That's something that I've really worked on hard this year. And it just genuinely feels good to say no to those opportunities. I'm a guilt-ridden woman. I'm trying to say yes and people please and please everybody. But when I say no, and I firmly echo that voice in my head is like, that's cringing at the thought of going to a thing, and then suddenly I say no, I'm not going. Just a whole feeling of relief that pops up that I want you guys to experience. I love the idea of carving out more time for yourself. I think those are all some of the things that I've done this year that I've learned and I've gotten better at. For next year, for 2023, I think my goals are going to be the same, to be a little less of a workaholic and to have a little more intentional fun. And to really like look at my business so that I can carve out, financially analyze the business a little better and understand what is the actual cost of staying open on an hourly basis. Because I want to know, every hour I'm outside of the office, how much revenue has to be generated when I'm not there to allow me to continue to pay the great people I work with. It's a lot of stress as a business owner. You're responsible for the lives and livelihood and income and revenue of other people and their families. And I think we're so blessed to be in aesthetics because it's a great field. We have a lot of freedoms, but it's also a very expensive field. So if you're someone who's in aesthetics who's listening, think about that for yourself. Think about your hourly cost of doing business. What does it cost to open the doors in the morning for 1 hour? And you got to factor in everything, your rent, your insurance, your staffing, what keeps the phone ringing, the electricity on, the coffee percolating. Factor it all in and figure out what bottom line do you have to hit to where at least you're breaking even and you're not losing money. And then 30% more than that to just kind of like keep everything cushioned, maybe 50% more than that would be better actually. And then just figure out like how much do you need in life to be happy. The longer we stayed home during the pandemic, the more we realized that we had enough stuff. We have enough things. We have closets that are overflowing and junk drawers that are filled with so much. And every time someone wants you to buy something, you just gotta look and ask yourself, do I really need that? I just don't even really want to buy any more clothes now that I've lost weight. I've gotta like clean out the closet. And I just want to do less inventory belonging management because there's this whole process where you have to like be in charge of your own inventory. I got to take out the winter clothes and I got to put away the summer stuff and then vice versa. And then I got to clean out the kids stuff that doesn't fit. And then I got to, you know, like figure out what to give away, what to donate, what to trash. Oh my God, the amount of time that goes into inventory management is crazy. That's what makes you want to just like walk away from it like the Buddha. He just got up, walked away from his life, his home, his belongings, his family, went and sat under a tree to meditate. I can totally relate. Don't believe in walking out on your family, but walking away from all the trappings of the materialistic planet and the people that have made us buy all these things is a beautiful thing. So one of my goals is simplicity. I have the goal of trying to go paperless with all my storage systems, I'm trying to weed out all the junk that I want to get rid of now that the kids are getting to be grown. And I really want to spend more time in nature. That's a huge, huge goal of mine because it's the one place that I've found that I'm always relaxed, refreshed, and rejuvenated is when I'm doing something in the outdoors. And I need to devote a little more time to that. I love animals, so I want to devote more time to being with my animals, and I want to grow muscle mass because muscles are the fountain of youth. And this year, I'm going to teach you guys and talk to you more about muscle mass, sarcopenia, and bone density. Hear it here first with me, because I'm going to be the first to teach you why it's important to have muscles, including even facial muscles that wrinkle, grimace, and contract so that we don't become flaccid, thin, decrepit, old people. We have to age. I want to rejuvenate. I want to teach you guys more about regenerative biomedicine, biohacking, the things we can do to improve longevity. But all of it means nothing if we're going to be very frail and very decrepit. We have to have good bone density, muscle mass, and cells that can repair themselves, cells that catch cancers early, and all the things we need to do for longevity. So that's kind of where I'm going with my thinking, and that's what I'm going to teach you on this road. I'm planning to do more surgery next year, since many of you don't know that I'm a surgeon, since all I post is injectables. I only operate on my very favorite people, and I'm very highly selective, but I do facial plastic surgery, and I want to get more into the art of surgery and facial rebalancing. And those are the things we're going to do this year. Stay tuned for a fun year. Thank you for all your support this year. I want to thank all my friends, followers, and listeners out there. You motivate me. You're the reason that I wake up in the mornings. I don't have to work. I work because it's a passion and it's a pleasure and it's fun to go to work with the amazing people I work with. And I hope you guys get some inspiration from what I do. I hope I light a fire and teach you some of the tricks of living, because life is hard and I want to teach you all the little tips I've learned along the way. That's it for now, guys. Hope you don't mind all the noise from the car and the driving and the audio. It's the message that matters. Love you. Stay beautiful. Happy New Year, and don't forget to find us. We're on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, and our website is the same, www.beautybydrkay.com. Can't wait to tell you about all the new products that I'm developing for 2023.